We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy to welcome in the great Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com. And Mary Kay, as if we didn't have enough going on, getting set for this big clash in Week 11 between the Browns and the Steelers, you have been all over the story since it came out. Antonio Callaway, we knew that there had been bumps along the way with him, and certainly last Sunday. What can you tell us about the very latest in terms of the Browns making the decision to move on from Antonio Callaway?
Well, I've been working really, really hard over the last hour to try to get as many details as I possibly can about what went on with Antonio, about this 10-game suspension that he's facing, the times that he was late, and you can find all of those details, in my story on Cleveland.com. But basically, he failed two marijuana tests in August. I'm told that those tests were because of a tainted edible CBD product that he took for pain. Didn't know that there was THC in it. There wasn't supposed to be. Therefore, he appealed on Friday. He's awaiting word to find out if he's going to have to serve this whole 10-game suspension or if they'll knock that down a little bit. He's obviously at the 10-game suspension now because he had the 4-game suspension to start the season. So it's almost like a Josh Gordon saga. In addition to that, he has been late a couple of times, but I don't really think that that him getting cut is as much about being late, obviously, as it is about this new 10-game suspension.
What happened this week, Mary Kay? I mean, I don't get how he could be late for practice after just being late for a game. It just seems like this guy just doesn't get it.
Well, from what I understand, the day that there was the snowstorm, he was about 10 minutes late. I'm told that he believes a few other people were late, too, because there were accidents on the highways. And a short drive took him about 45, 46 minutes to make. He called, said he was having a hard time getting there. But I just don't even – so he was late again, apparently by about 10 minutes or something like that. But I just don't really think at this point that that's the issue. I think the issue here is the second suspension that's coming down. And, you know, maybe the Browns just didn't feel like dealing with that anymore on top of everything else.
Okay.
Talking to Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. She joins us courtesy of the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Okay, Mary Kay, onto the game tonight. Browns coming in 3-6. They desperately needed that win on Sunday. They got it. Unfortunately, the Steelers are rolling and rolling to the tune of four straight and a defense that is absolutely been taken to another level with the acquisition of Minka Fitzpatrick after week two. What is the biggest concern, you think, for the Browns coming into this 8:20 kickoff tonight?
I think it's just that. I think it is those 33 sacks, those 26 takeaways. That is what they have to worry about, is that very aggressive, relentless, physical Steelers defense that is going to come after them. They're going to come after the ball, and they're going to try to keep it going. These guys have won four straight, five of their last six. They're trying to win the AFC North. Of course, the Browns are too. But this is going to be a dogfight tonight. And that is the number one thing that Baker Mayfield, this offensive line, this whole entire offense has to worry about, is this aggressive Steelers defense that's basically on fire right now.
Mary Kay, how much do we expect Kareem Hunt to be on the field tonight with Nick Chubb, especially considering it's a short week? And Kareem Hunt just played, 40-something snaps or 38 snaps, whatever it was, on Sunday after not playing football for a year. I'm concerned about his body and, how he responds to his first game back and being able to go, a ton tonight.
I think that he'll be on the field either as much as he was last week or maybe even a little bit more, like you said, as long as he responded physically to playing in that first game. Hopefully for him, he didn't have any you know, any issues with the sports hernia surgery recovery that he had, the surgery in August. So, you know, you kind of have to hope that he, you know, that went well. As long as it did, I would expect him to see him out there about as much as he played in the first game. And I would put him in there on the goal line. So I hope that, you know, that they do that if they get down there again. Because if you have those two guys down there and you can use one as a lead blocker, that will make a huge difference.
Mary Kay, we've been referencing the turnovers, the great numbers for that defense, and specifically Minkah Fitzpatrick, 5 interceptions, 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, 2 touchdowns. But let's flip this now, because this is the Browns defense that last year, you know, they were the ones around the ball all the time. Denzel Ward getting turnovers and everybody really getting involved. You would think this is a good opportunity for this team on a big stage against a team that, you know, you have a young quarterback in Mason Rudolph. James Conner is going to play tonight, but he is banged up. A perfect opportunity, you would think, and a much-needed opportunity for the Browns defense to maybe get some turnovers of their own and put this offense in some really advantageous situations. You agree?
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about those Steelers defensive numbers, those are the kind of numbers that I thought we were going to be talking about with the Cleveland Browns this year. And when you talk about a T.J. Watt and you see that he has 4 forced fumbles and 3 recoveries and, you know, sort of taking over and dominating games, those are the numbers that you want to hear associated with Myles Garrett. When you hear about the Minkah Fitzpatrick, yes, those are the numbers that you would want from Greedy Williams and Denzel Ward. Now, those guys obviously missed 4 games each with their pulled hamstrings, and maybe they would have those kind of numbers. And maybe going forward, this defense will be dominant in the way that the Steelers is. But I think that's been one of the bigger disappointments of the season.
Mary Kay, who do you think on this defense for the Browns tonight has to have a big game?
I'm going to go Myles Garrett. I just think when you are the number one overall pick, you have to take over a game like this. You have to say, I'm not going to let a young quarterback beat me, and I'm not going to let T.J. Watt or Bud Dupree or Cam Hayward or Minkah Fitzpatrick play better than me. If you want to be the NFL Defensive Player of the Year, this is the game that you have to step up in, especially on national television.
She's Mary Kay Cabot covering the Browns for Cleveland.com. She joins us, Bull and Fox, here live at 6th and Barley, part of the Bud Light Tailgate Show. And as all our guests do, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, Baker Mayfield, the last couple of games, no turnovers, and he is taking care of the football. The Browns have cut down on the penalties, 9 total in the past 2 games. Do you think this is an opportunity? Because certainly we know they have to take care of the football today against the Steelers team. Do you see Baker, have you seen Baker these last couple of games, gaining some confidence and maybe a situation where things are getting a bit easier, the game's slowing down a bit for him?
Well, it seems that way, but, you know, I'm very reluctant to say that heading into this game against this Steelers defense, because they're making other good quarterbacks, you know, look rattled and look bad this year with those 26 takeaways and with all the sacks they're getting. This is not really traditionally this season the kind of defense this Browns offense has matched up well against. They haven't responded really well to a ton of pressure. And again, the receivers and Baker Mayfield haven't done well in terms of interceptions when they are working against such pressure. So I don't want to say, yes, he has turned any kind of a corner. I want to see how he responds tonight.
Mary Kay, how much pressure is on Freddie Kitchens?
Well, I would think that these next 2 games are crucial. I'm not going to say that, you know, that anything is going to happen during the season or anything like that. But I think that the team is going to have to look at these 2 Pittsburgh games and probably the Ravens game, and they'll decide what the situation probably is going to be going forward and evaluate it, because, you know, they have a pretty talented roster here, and you need a coach that can take this team to the next level, take them to the playoffs. And I think they're going to have to decide that, and we'll know a lot more about this in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Mary Kay, we appreciate the time. As always, a very long day for you, very busy day for you, and it's only going to continue into the night. Let's hope you're writing about a Browns victory tonight. We appreciate the time, as always. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.